You have open houses coming up to discuss the new transmission line between Timmins, Shoplow, and Wawa. When are these coming up?
So we have three open houses coming up. The first one starts on July 7th, I believe, and that's going to be in at Timmins. And then we have two subsequent ones in the same week coming up in Shoplow, and then following up at Wawa.
All right. What kind of format are you going to take? How are these open houses going to work?
So the open houses are typically run in a hall scenario where we have a number of placards and project boards to try and share some information that we have about the project. We're very early in the actual project stage, as you can imagine, but it's a good opportunity for members of the public to be able to come out and meet the project team and understand a little bit about where we are, what we're at, the activities are that we're presently doing, what some of the upcoming activities for developing a project of this nature would entail, and we can give them a bit of a flavor about the kinds of things they can expect through the actual construction period as well.
When do you expect the construction period to be, beginning to end?
So we've got a few years yet in development to go. And, you know, the project is meant to be energized in 2030. So in order to meet that in-service date, we would envisage construction would start somewhere in 2028.
Okay. How important is this new transmission line to the whole region?
Well, this is a critical transmission line, and that's the reason why it's been prioritized by the Ontario government. It's identified by the Integrated Electricity System Operator and prioritized by the Ontario government as a critical transmission line for the region. Being on the 500 kV system, it acts like the equivalent of like a highway to connect sort of from the northeast through to the northwest, and it would improve power system resilience and reliability into the region, and it provides some expansion and capacity to allow electrification of industries, of businesses, of commercial ventures, and allowing economic development and growth within the communities.
So that covers the whole northern end of the province, not just the between Timmins and Wawa?
Well, it covers between Timmins and Wawa, but it really acts as part of an extension of that whole northern highway that actually extends up from Wawa all the way through to Thunder Bay, and then as it continues even further out towards Atikokan and Dryden there. So it is really a backbone, if you like, of the power system to make the interconnection.
I guess it's like a web. When you have transmission capabilities on one line, it takes pressure off another one, right?
Absolutely, that's what it does. So there is existing transmission in the area, and as you build this 500 kV system, it means that capacity would actually start to appear potentially on the 230 kV and 115 kV systems. That's correct.
All right. Are you hearing from the public yet?
So it's early days, not quite as yet. We have been out to do some notice of commencements, and what we're hoping for is that we get a good turnout at these open houses. It's an opportunity for the public to hear a little bit about the project, to meet the project team, and we would continue the dialogue to be able to garner some information to help inform our project and help us pick what would be preferred route for the actual transmission line to be built on.
I am not an engineer, but I would imagine that building an electrical transmission line would not carry many threats to the environment.
So building an electrical transmission line, we would assess all of the activities and effects that we are going to potentially have during both the construction phase and the operations and maintenance phase. And we assess this under the Environmental Assessment Act. We use what's called a class environmental assessment in order to do this. And there's four key areas that we give consideration to. One is the actual effects to the natural environment. The other is consideration to technical and cost factors. The third is socioeconomic considerations. And the fourth is Indigenous values and land use.
Do you have anything you want to add to any of this?
Just to encourage people to take the opportunity to come out on the open house days. We do have three open houses that are geographically spread to cater for people to get engaged and involved. And no worries, we do also understand that people are busy, and if they aren't able to make the specific open house, they can always find out information about the project by going onto our website on hydro1.com/WawaTimmins. And there is also on that link a community relations hotline. If they would like to call in and speak to an individual about the project, we would really love to hear from them.